This time of year is usually a peak period for bicycle stores, as warmer weather prompts Central Illinois residents to buy a set of wheels or fix up what they have in the garage. Governor Pritzker's shutdown order designates bike stores as essential businesses. Charlie Schlenker reports even with the pandemic, the bike business is, well, peaking as usual.
Michael Wilson of Wilson Cycle and Fitness in Bloomington says customers have a variety of reasons.
It's the person that is, going and working at a restaurant or a hospital or, one of these essential businesses that doesn't drive, that needs to use his bike for transportation, or, the people that are just going stir crazy.
Wilson says gyms are closed and no one should do group sports, and that makes cycling attractive.
Clear your head, get out and get some miles in and get some exercise and, get healthy. Because, that's what this whole thing is all about, is telling us to be outdoors and get healthy and, be a little bit more with a little bit more solitude,
The cycling season started slow because of the weather. Vitesse Cycle owner Chris Coos of Normal says things have picked up in a hurry.
We're about 2.5 weeks behind on our repair schedule. We're running out of kids' bikes, and we're doing almost the same business we did last year at this time.
The pandemic is affecting buying patterns. Karen Davis co-owns Bloomington Cycle and Fitness.
I'm seeing a lot of family. I'm seeing a lot of just entry-level bikes for sanity and for health and for those, solo rides that you can do without needing to come into contact with anyone.
Davis says slimmer staff and hours because of the pandemic mean the people left are busier.
We've just really had time to think about nothing but keeping the wheels on, so to speak.
All three bike stores in Bloomington Normal say business is close to normal in spite of barriers to visiting showrooms. Davis says there's an uptick in people seeking repairs for bikes that have hung on a hook or collected dust in the garage.
I'm seeing people dragging bikes out that they haven't had out in years and wanting to ride them now for something safe to do outside.
Repair might not be cost-effective, but sentiment plays a role, according to Vitesse sale associate Ethan Leschke.
Sometimes it's like, oh, no, that's all right. It's been my family for a while. I want to keep riding it, and we totally understand, but we're definitely upfront about that, saying, hey, you're getting up there in cost, and you're about spending more money than you bought this bike for.
Inquiries about sales of new bicycles have been harder to gauge and plan for during the pandemic, according to Karen Davis.
Some days it feels like we're getting as many inquiries as normal. Some days it feels like absolutely none. It's just really unpredictable right now.
Michael Wilson agrees the pandemic has affected the pace of the seasonal business.
They're more spread out, it seems, in years past. It would be a lot that would come in at once. Now it just seems like we're getting a pretty steady amount in through the week and everything, and it's people a little bit more cautious, obviously, about bringing in everything in.
All three bicycle shops have enhanced protections. Wilson asks people to schedule a time and offers touchless drop-off and pickup. He says his store smells of Lysol. He wipes down between every customer. Workers at all three stores disinfect the bikes before repair and then again after doing the work. They offer touchless payment with invoices or processing credit cards by phone. Bloomington Cycle and Fitness offers extensive phone consultation on fit, models, and brands. Karen Davis says, thankfully, they had built up the store website over the last few years, but there are many bikes and fit is important.
We've disinfected and set up a bike for a test ride and met the customer in the parking lot with gloves and all of the precautions, brought it back in, hosed it down, and gotten it ready for sale and done the sale over the phone. So we're just really scrambling and doing everything we can as the situation allows every day.
With all these measures, Davis says, the business feels really odd.
And it's funny, from owning retail for the past 11 years, I've never discouraged people to shop, and I feel like that's kind of the route I'm taking now. I'd love to help you, but there's only so much we can do is not usually my attitude.
One part of spring bicycling is not the same. All three stores facilitate group rides, and area riding clubs do more, perhaps 30 a month in all in the region, according to Wilson. Those are gone now. Spring races have canceled, too. Wilson's had planned to bring back a downtown Bloomington race, but has postponed that effort a year. Though cyclists can escape to the road, the pandemic still affects everyone's spirits. Karen Davis says she tries to offer a certain amount of emotional support. She says she spends time on the store's social media accounts to keep people's spirits up. I'm Charlie Schlenker.